This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
The drive is live, baby. Yeah. That's right. 2 minutes to spare to get that station ID. I didn't push him. He got in there, snuck it in there. I couldn't get it done. Appreciate you guys on this cross talk. But you should make your way on out here, as we will be here until 6 o'clock. And I'm telling you, Steve and Shannon, I hope you've been listening. All right, don't mess it up. You've been to all seven. There has been a change. We are out here at Big City Wings. We always enjoy it when we get to come to Big City Wings. We're at the Copperfield location. Shout out to Academy Sports and Outdoors, as well as Bud Light, as they are helping us put this together. Again, as Clint said, yo, come on out and get the crawfish. I'm intrigued here. They've got their legendary, that's what it says, Clint, their legendary flavor, and they've got not only the Big City style, they've got extra spicy style and firehouse style. So they got three different styles that you can go ahead and get, and you can get out here and get you some bugs and enjoy yourself and get you some cold beer to go with it. We'll be here till 6 o'clock. Also, by the way, half price appetizers and $5 margaritas in the building. $5 margaritas, half price appetizers. And a good time here. Always, and obviously, not only the crawfish, but the wings are always very, very good here at Big City Wings. So come join us. Hang out with us. I see you. Byron's in the building holding it down as Tyler is in the Cayman Islands. And Tyler told us that he was going to send us a photo of him in those what we called panty-adjacent Speedos that he is wearing out there. That he said he's going to wear the American flag Speedo, which I think just they take on the shape of panties.
I don't think he's doing it.
I don't believe him. I challenged him. I challenged him yesterday, and me and Luke didn't believe him. I'm like, dude, I don't believe that you have it in you to wear the truck. Did you see him?
I saw the picture.
Did you see him? I don't think I have it.
He gets mad because we don't respond, and it's a picture of an American Speedo laid on a bed.
No, like, I just don't believe. And he said he's worn it 2 or 3 times, and I'm like, Tyler, if you've worn them damn panties, somebody's got a photo of it. There is no chance.
Panties with a pouch?
Yeah, he's out there saying, oh, I lay out, we're on the river, and I lay out. There ain't no way nobody got a photo of him and them panties. So he said he's going to send one over today, so hopefully we get these.
It was just a Speedo, right? I mean, it wasn't a thong.
It's just a Speedo, but it's in the shape. It's in the shape.
Serious question.
The same draws that I believe John McClain has on right now, and I think they're in the same shape.
Shoot, John got them on, boy, they lost. hey, here's the deal. Of all the Sports Radio 610 guys, and this is an American flag Speedo.
American flag.
Sports Radio 610 guys, who would you want to see the most in it? Besides yourself, you can't take yourself.
I mean,
who would you get the most enjoyment out of? Like,
Patrick Creighton.
I don't know, man. I mean, Tyler's one because it goes with the. I mean, Tyler got some confidence now.
Do you think that's that I mean, was my thing? I didn't think he had that level of confidence.
No, I'm not saying he's. I don't think he'll do it. No, I do not think he has that level of confidence.
He's done it two other times, and I just cannot believe there is no way nobody took a photo of this. There is no way that Megan didn't say, hold on, honey. Hey. Come on, front, side, I got to get it all.
But I'm just going to tell you, I mean, maybe Pendergast, I don't know. I'm sitting there, I'm thinking, I'm trying to picture Tyler. He ain't got a lick of ass, son. He got one of them. If he ain't got a belt on, his britches would fall straight to the ground. There ain't no doubt.
But that guy has a string tie in the front of them bad boys, so he can
cinch them up.
He can get a real
And he's pale and hairy.
Oh, man.
And he's got a big old head, so he's top heavy. Yeah. I don't know that Tyler may
that's
not, even, said, even if we weren't
a,
having this conversation.
Said, are you wearing a shirt over the top of it? He said, no. I nair everything real good, shave
no,
it all ain't. Around, and I.
No,
put,
he ain't.
I said, Tyler, I just don't think you got it in.
I'd pay to see it.
Apparently, we're going to see it, right? And Luke Murrow, he hit us up this morning.
No, he didn't.
And Luke said, "Oh, I'm pissed. I expected when I open this up, this is going to be a picture of you in them panties." And he ain't got them.
And he better be outdoors too. This better not be a bathroom pic.
Oh yeah, I need to see you amongst the people.
I guess there's a first time for everything. Cause I'm gonna be completely honest. If I receive that text, that will be the first grown man bathroom pic I've ever received. Period. But damn sure in his panties.
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh man, yeah.
I don't know why this fascinates me so much, but I got to see Tyler in that thing. I got to. I mean, I want to at this point.
Oh, I'm waiting for it. I have been waiting for it. Waiting for it, and we'll see if he brings
it. But where
it.
I was going to, like, Tyler's got the, I didn't mean confidence to do it because I don't think he'll do it, but he's got the confidence where he'll try to do it right. Like it won't be like I think if Pendergast threw that thing on, it would be a bald head guy, you know, joke kind of thing. Ha ha ha!
You're talking about Tyler trying to take it serious. With
Tyler put that
on.
Fix his hair, sunglasses, yeah, hat backwards, whatever it may be.
He'll do his thing.
No, like you said, nair every inch of his body. Oh, maybe even put a sock in the pocket.
He told me he stuffs it. Is what he said. He said he stuffs it, and that's even further. And even further made me just not believe that you're doing. Hey, I just don't believe you.
I'm gonna tell you, man. You mess around with one of them speedos on and getting that cold, one of them cold rivers up there in the hill country. You embarrass yourself. I guess you really don't give a damn no way. But
not if you got that far. Not if you got that far.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to drag us off in the open.
Somebody who had themselves a night last night. By the way, the Astros, they needed that last night.
Yes, indeed.
And all fronts.
Hell, I needed it as a fan.
I know, and all fronts for them to put up nine and make it comfortable. I heard Sean Pendergast say it earlier today on Payne and Pendergast. It was big that they didn't have to go and use their bullpen. They didn't have to use their big guns in the bullpen because they stretched the lead out. And this is a four-game set. So, you know, now they've got Abreu. They've got Hader. They've got the back-end guys that they can probably use multiple times here. They didn't pitch the other day as well. So all of that, nine runs, putting that up in a comfortable game. And hopefully this is the jump start to an offensive of run here. Oh, Altuve was big time with two bombs yesterday. Pena with a triple. So that was big for them. As I we're watching a replay and he's just taking one. There's one of the home runs that Altuve hit as he pulled him out there, and they get themselves obviously the team they're chasing. They get themselves to now 2.5 back of the Mariners, two games over 500. Clint, so it was a big night overall, as you said. Fans needed it. Especially from that offense.
Well, I damn sure needed it. But like, whether you're talking about the significance of the series, again, a four-game series, and what it could mean down the stretch here in the division, or if you're just an Astros fan and even a casual Astros fan and you're following Altuve, had been struggling mightily. Obviously, Christian Walker had been struggling. Hell, the lineup overall had been, from a consistency standpoint, had been struggling for the most part, and for them to come out and the first game of a four-game set against the Mariners put up a crooked number, that was big, no doubt. Then you start deep diving into it. Altuve hitting two bombs when he had struggled over I heard J-Lo say it earlier, however long he's been struggling over the last 9 ball games or something like that. It's just been awful. It was a big night, and I think the headliner for me is obviously Lance McCullers. You know, what was bigger for the Astros, Lance McCullers or Altuve, you know, kind of coming out of this, appearing to come out of this funk. But Lance McCullers, once he got to roughly that 40-pitch mark, it was rough early now. I mean, my man threw 24 pitches in the first inning, and 11 of them were strikes. Again, walking batters, getting guys, you know, getting in trouble, getting traffic on the base path, making your pitch count get up there early on. But, boy, once he hit, I literally looked up. He had an 0-1 count, and he had 39 pitches.
Yeah.
And he struck out four of the next five.
Yeah,
ended up with 8 strikeouts and ended up like he, you know, watching him, it looked like he was getting a little bit of his swag back, which to me is what these games for McCullers is what we're looking for, right? The box score is great. And he's got to have control. I mean, the it's just unacceptable to get yourself in trouble so early in games, walking and hitting batters. But you know, the reality of it is, I like the demeanor of what I saw. Now you're gonna have a good demeanor when you're sending guys walking back to the dugout and you strike out 8. But like that, it seems like he was owning the moment a little bit more. It seemed like he got comfortable, got in a rhythm in that second inning and beyond. And it was good to see McCullers, you know, having that level of success, and for me, giving me a little bit of hope as an Astros fan moving forward that he can continue.
That's what I was going to ask you and the people. 713-572-4610. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch, we see you out there. Kick Rocks was good. Magic, we see you. Brandon, we see you. Because we talked about this yesterday, Clint, is like we're at a place now with Lance. Like, hey, boss. We just saw Ronel Blanco is at the very least going to the IL. He's trying to get a second opinion. So, Clint, you know that's a concerning thing of, is this a Hayden Wisniewski situation?
Sure.
And, yes, he's getting his feet in, but, Clint, we need to start to feel like Lance is going to be a dependable starter. This was start 4. Did you? I mean, look at it. He goes 4 1/3, 5 hits, 2 earned, 3 walks, 8 Ks, as you spoke about, in 91 pitches, 2 runs, Clint. And really, to be honest with you, he's kept the runs down in 3 of the 4 starts. He just had that awful one where he could only get 1 out and he gave up 7 runs. The other ones is a lot of traffic, a lot of pitches, but they've had a chance, but he's not gotten past 4 1/3 innings. Did you feel like he took a step into making you believe, and this is to everybody out there, making you believe he could be a dependable starter?
Well, 2 things here, Ron. I heard you yesterday. I was out, but I was listening to the show, and I think you made a great point, man. Like, we've been hell on the luxury Lance, you know, topic, and I think that has held true for the most part until now. And now you look at it, it's like we're beyond that. Like, this team needs you desperately at this point in time. So I heard that yesterday. I thought that was a great point, man. We're out of that luxury phase and into the we got to have you phase. But to your question specifically is, yeah, man, I mean, what I saw yesterday, again, from the second, you know, middle of the second inning, really 39th pitch on, man, I thought this is something that we can get excited about. This is something that, barring injury, it looks like he's moving in the right direction. I mean, the ability to – I mean, he's throwing 5 or 6 different pitches, and yesterday it wasn't his strongest pitches that he was really relying on, typically, at least percentage-wise over the last 3 starts. You know, he kind of shifted gears and was throwing the curve more and throwing a slider more from a percentage standpoint. And so to see him kind of work through some things like that and keep us in the ball game and give us a chance to win and be able to look at Lance and say, all right, if Lance can clean things up from a location perspective, control perspective. I guess it's more control with him because we're not talking about locating strikes. We're talking about throwing strikes.
Yeah.
But, like, if he can clean that up, then obviously the pitch count comes down a little bit. And then all of a sudden he's getting into the 5th and the 6th inning. Then you really got something with Lance McCullers. I'll tell you the other thing with Lance that impressed me yesterday. I heard Patrick Creighton and Sean Bajani a couple nights ago talking about, you know, Lance and what they – you know, what they've seen since he's returned, and they were, Patrick, I believe, referred to, well, you know, he was 94, 96 before injury, and
yeah,
now
that was 91.
Hey, man, the 91st pitch yesterday, Ron, was a 94-mile-an-hour fastball. Yeah. Now, it was not a strike, and I think it got ripped right back up the middle. It got hit hard right back up the middle.
But the velocity was there. Yeah, I was noticing that too.
Yeah, the velocity was there. So that's another part for me as we watch, man. If he can, as he fights through these struggles and knocks off this rust, if he can get that velocity up where we need it, yeah, man. I mean, I think Lance is, again, he don't have the option. He's no longer a luxury, but I think Lance is somebody that we can hopefully depend on sooner rather than later.
Yeah, you got to. For me, it's the length. It is that's all. It's the length. He's got to.
Yeah.
Because basically, what he's doing right now. And understanding this is just his fourth start, but what he's doing right now, he's basically a piggyback starter.
Yeah.
Right? And now what the thing is, it's not that Blanco and Arrighetti are in the rotation with you. You got Colton Gordon, you got Gusto potentially as those guys, and maybe even other guys that you figured would be at Triple A. Like some of those games you feel like might be bullpen games potentially, and he's got to give you five. That's got to be the next step.
Clean up the first two innings, and he'll get us there.
Yes, he's keep you in games. It's not it's not a pitch count. Like it's not a hey, they're being cautious with the pitch. He's getting 91 in 4 1/3 innings. That's a lot of pitches. 87 in 3, like he's done. That's got to be the next step. But it was really really good to see him be able to swing and miss consistently.
Yep.
That was the 8 strikeouts. That's always a big thing about the stuff. That is something really, really key and maybe the biggest takeaway from that. All right, as we continue here live, come on out as we'll be here until 6 o'clock. And if you are in the building, you have not done so, you might want to put your name in our raffle box. You had a chance to win a $25 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoors by the end of this hour. It's all you ain't got to add nothing extra. Just write your name on it, and you'll have a chance to win. We're doing that once an hour, so all you got to do is come up to our raffle box and do that. Coming up as we are live here, Big City Wings Crawfish Stop number 8 here at Big City Wings Copperfield location. College football, did they get it right? Did they get it right? All right, we'll discuss that.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Coming up next. Welcome in and come on out and hang out with us as we'll be here till 6 o'clock. And you got a chance to win. If you're in the building, sign your name up. Go ahead, put your name in our raffle box. You got a chance to win a $25 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoors. We'll do that. Our first drawing coming up at the end of the 2 o'clock hour. We'll do it at the, in the 2, 3, 4, and 5 o'clock hours all throughout the day. And you got a chance to hit our grand prize. Just hit that QR code our guy Shea is holding up. You got a chance to win a $500 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoors and beer for a year. All you got to do is just sign your name up there. And hopefully you're on your way out here and you can take advantage of that and get these bugs going as well. As they've got multiple flavors. They got their legendary flavor, the Big City style, and then they have the extra spicy style and firehouse style. Clint seems like he is ready to go for the firehouse style right there. There you go. Clint likes it. You go for it real aggressive.
Well,
and hot.
Well, I'm going to have to figure out how I'm going to do this. I had something I had to attend before.
Just take the shirt off, Clint.
And now I got a solid white shirt on, man.
A nice solid white
shirt. Brand new, man. So I got to figure this out.
Oh,
you know, Academy Sports and Outdoors, prices that you'll love. You know what I'm talking about.
Shout out to Academy Sports and Outdoors. They got me today. And they're going to help me handle it real well. You know, I made a real rookie mistake ordering online. You can do that with Academy Sports and Outdoors as well.
You sure can.
Got me some nice Croc flip flops. Going to hit the beach here in a little bit. Got me some nice Croc flip flops. And I'll be damned if I didn't hit that damn thing twice. I didn't know it.
Got you two pairs, huh?
That total didn't make sense from what I bargained on.
I'm gonna guess, since you are done growing, you know, you could throw a pair up in the closet and just next time you wear these out, boy, you could be ready.
No, you know, I sat down for about 10 minutes and try to stop that
order
through. Try to stop that order. They said, that sucker's going through. You had to go. I called my local Academy Sports and Outdoors. Just want to make sure, hey, if I can bring this up to you and maybe, you know, get this thing right. Yeah, you can bring that second pair up here.
Oh, yeah.
Right, you're right. There you go. So they're going to take care of me there. But no, man, it's a good time out here. Bud Light Girls will be out here as well to be able to hook you things up. Again, guys, $5 margaritas here today. So if you're in the building, go ahead and take advantage of that. Half-price appetizers as well. And they've got some great appetizers. The what is the white? You get it all the time. The oh man, what's it? Yeah,
white wings.
Yeah, that jalapeno stuffed wing and their chicken avocado egg rolls are fantastic. Those are half price today. So you can do that. Have a good time. Get you some crawfish and hang out with us as well. All right, Clint. College football. You know, generally when we look at the NCAA, Clint, and especially in this NIL era and all of this transfer portal movement, it's usually not the point where you say, all right, good job, college football. But you think this time they deserve some credit.
Yeah, look, I think the College Football Playoff Committee got this one right, man. I am very critical of the NCAA most of the time, but the College Football Playoff Committee got this one right, man. Yesterday, they formally announced that they're gonna adopt a straight seeding model, and I think a key part of this is they're gonna start that this year, right? I think the biggest mistake that they could make would be to drag this thing out 2 or 3 or 4 years and say, well, we'll table it for now and shelve it for now. We'll talk about it in 2 years or 3 years. And once we have more data, I think it's blatantly obvious that the seeding is a place where the college football playoff can improve the 12-team playoff bracket that they have, format that they have right now. The previous format awarded conference champions with first-round byes. Now it's going to be the highest ranked teams, no matter whether you are conference champion or not. For instance, last year, the top four seeds and the conference champs, they all lost after the bye.
Every last one. Yep. Every last one of them, which was crazy.
Yeah.
Georgia went down. Arizona State got the bye. They went down. Boise got the bye. They went down. And then the number one team in the country, Oregon. Now, they now in this seeding system, they probably shouldn't have had to run into Ohio State, which ultimately became the best team. But that's another part. The number one team also, you know, didn't get any favors.
Yeah, so I think, and by the way, if they would have applied this rule, if they'd have got it right the first time, and I'm not being critical, I'm just saying if the new format, the new seeding format that they're going to use in 2025, if that were a thing last year, what would have happened is Texas and Penn State would have had the bye versus having to play week one to advance, right? That would have been your top seeded teams. Now, here's the thing, Ron. I think there's two reasons why, and I've already alluded to one of them, but one, I think this is the right way to do it. The landscape of college football, it's totally different if you're not talking about the group of five, but the landscape of college football, like the Big 12 and the ACC this past year, neither one of them were what the Big Ten and the SEC are. To be honest with you, neither one of those conferences were what I think they will be in the future. They're typically – SMU is not going to be able to jump into the ACC and play in the damn conference title game.
Yeah, well,
now that SMU, my boy Red Lasseter, by the way, is tearing it up in recruiting. Now, he may be able to build something in Dallas that can compete moving forward, but the reality of it is a group of five teams shouldn't be able to jump into – a Power Five conference or a Power Four conference now and playing a damn championship.
But it's just simply the teams that were out last year. Like Arizona State fairly won the Big 12 and I think earned their way to the playoff, but just their totality of the year wasn't up to what
Texas or Penn State was.
Yeah.
Right?
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it just wasn't, you know, wasn't the same. So no, it there could be a year where, because Clemson is still alive, still lives in the ACC, and we knew Clemson was right there in Alabama, so there can be a year where Clemson is Clemson, and they are a top four seed. It's just that didn't happen.
Yeah. You got Clemson, you got Miami, you got Florida State, all of those teams. Clemson and Florida State were down last year, and Miami just lost a fluke game. Who did they lose to? They lost to somebody that allowed SMU to take whatever it was. That's how SMU got in. And look, I'm not knocking SMU. I think SMU is a great football team. But at the end of the day, you shouldn't. No group
Syracuse
of five.
Syracuse got them. Is who got them?
That's right. So yeah. I mean, I think this is one. I think they got it right. Ultimately, that's all I care about. And number two, I mentioned it earlier. The sense of urgency. I just love when organizations, whether it's sports organizations, teams or conferences, or in this case, the College Football Playoff Committee, I love when they see something wrong and they go, hey, we're going to nip this in the bud. We're going to get better right now. We're not going to wait 2-3 years down the road. So I just tip my cap to them.
That's the big part of surprise to me.
Yeah, no question.
That they said, all right, we see this and we immediate, because sometimes they'll act like there is something stopping them. Well, there's nothing stopping them. They decided, all right, we see this, and we can knock it out. Now, I wish they could look at NIL and the transfer portal and say, all right, this is something that's not great. Let's come in right now immediately and make some decisions and changes that this works better. I wish they would take this speed with that, but no.
Well,
you
mentioned the NIL and transfer portal realignment. Yeah, I mean that's the world we live in now. So you've got to make decisions with a sense of urgency, right? I mean, I know, like you said, the NIL is a little bit more difficult because you're playing with people's money in this instance, and you went from not paying anybody for forever, and now all of a sudden they're making too much. And so how do you find that middle ground? But the key again is you may swing and miss three or four times. Let's just make some decisions that seem to be moving in the right direction, or at least are in good faith decisions that are moving in the right direction. And I think the College Football Playoff Committee here did that.
Yeah, they did it in this case, yeah. Hopefully that can be kind of the strategy they use as they continue to try to make some decisions. Because I don't think this is the last tweak that we're going to see to the College Football Playoff, whether that's adding teams or there are other things that they're looking to do.
Which, by the way, Boise State's not real happy about this, and I think they're being pretty vocal about it. But I don't know if it's to build their brand and maybe just capture the moment and say, hey, this is the Boise State rule. Let's go just put it out there for what it is. This is the Boise State rule. But they aren't real happy about it. The group of five teams shouldn't be real happy about it, but it is. It's the reality of it. Let's just be thankful that you can get in the college football playoffs at this point instead of trying to dictate what.
And the only thing I think with Boise is they're thinking to themselves, so there is no chance that we could ever have a team that gets a bye, is what they're maybe saying.
Well, the pushback is if you'd have beat Oregon last year, you would have been higher ranked.
Yeah. All right. Coming up as we continue here. My lady over there, she took advantage of the $5 margaritas. There you go. I see you. You can as well. And in this next segment, we will hook somebody up. At the end of this next segment coming up, we'll hook somebody up with our first $25 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoors. So stay tuned for that. Listen, we got to talk about the head coach here. Clint's mentioned D'Amico Ryans a few times. What's the next step for him getting to the level above where he is as a head coach? We'll discuss that coming up.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
All right,
welcome back as we've got some people starting to make their way in. It's a Friday, man. It's a great spot to start the Friday here. And again, as I said, we're here till 6 o'clock. That don't mean it has to come to an end for you, man. Once you make your way out here at every Big City Wings location, there's TVs all over the place, and that is absolutely the case here in the Copperfield location. As you can see them all over the building, anywhere you are sitting, there are multiple TVs, so you can come in here and watch this huge series that the Astros are having against the Mariners and watch that right here to go on through your night. And by the way, you can do that with $5 margaritas, and you can do that with half-price appetizers and get you some bugs going today. So this is a perfect spot to kind of start your weekend off. And it's a long weekend, baby. The perfect spot to start your weekend off and get in here and get you some cold beer, cold drinks, bugs, and watch the Astros in a huge series tonight.
Yeah, the margaritas. Get your margaritas. Ooh. Come on. I might have to have me one of them before I get up out of here. But, yeah, see what these Astros Mariners tonight, man. It's a great place to watch a game, no doubt about it. If you can't get to this big city wings, definitely get to one of them. Yeah. There's I think last time I talked to him, I think he said there's 12 or 13, maybe more now. Hell, it's been a minute, so maybe be more now. So there's definitely one right around the corner from wherever you're at. Man, I encourage you to stop. I just had the Tajin wings, Ron.
Yeah.
Tajin wings, man. I remember the first time I saw them here at Big City Wings, first time I'd ever seen Tajin wings. I've been eating Tajin since I was knee-high, boy.
I remember the first time we came to it.
I don't know if they actually called Tajin back in the day. I don't know if that's what it was.
All right, 713-572-4610. Those of you on the text line, those of you on YouTube and Twitch, was Tajin, was it a different name?
What was it called? What I believe were Tajin suckers back in the day? You could literally buy a sucker. Now, obviously, it's a Mexican candy. I just don't know exactly what the name of it was.
All right, check it in. Anybody help us out here? I know we got many people who've been around here a while can help us out.
I'm telling you, man, they were tremendous.
There you go. They were.
6-7 years old, stop and go down the street.
Oh, yeah, my man got a big beer right there now. Mm-hmm. There you go.
Send a picture of that to Tyler and show him how a real man drinks his
again,
beer.
We are still awaiting Tyler.
Lucas, yes,
Lucas.
That's
there it.
Is. Yes,
he knew
yes,
it. He's been
yes,
sitting over
yes.
there, wasn't he?
Now, was that Tajin or is that the close cousin? Close cousin.
That's it.
I was on that Lucas back in the day.
That
boy.
Did, the Lucas.
It right. came in. It came in a little. You got to a point. I don't know which was first, but we used to hit them suckers, and then it came. Started coming in these in a little can, almost like you have Tony Chachere's in right now. Yeah, man, you get that stuff. It was great.
People texting in Lucas. That
was
brand
it.
Called Lucas. There
that
you
was
go.
It right there.
There you go. All right, Clint.
Damn, that's good old days, boy. Woo.
Just mold that over here while I set this up. Clint, I think arguably to me the best thing to happen to the Houston Texans franchise is when D'Amico Ryans decided, and we're honest, he could have probably gone anywhere he wanted. The Denver Broncos wanted him. Other teams wanted him. He was one of the hot candidates, but he said he wanted to come, as he called it, home. He wanted to come back here to Houston. He wanted to be the head coach, and ever since then, that organization went from rough to immediately a change that people respected the organization, and then it wasn't just respecting the organization, it became wins on the field and playoffs and playoff wins and winning the division, and they have been a winning team every year they've been with them, and people look at this organization completely different. The best thing, the thing to happen. I know C.J. Stroud is huge, but D'Amico Ryans is what kick-started all of this. And, Clint, we have seen him become, I think, one of the top coaches, right? I think we were talking about this the other day of Nick Sirianni, a guy who's been in the league for 4 years and has been to multiple Super Bowls, has won a Super Bowl, been in the playoffs every year he's been there. I think you said you would take D'Amico over him. I've talked to people about that. They would take D'Amico over him. What is the next step, though? What has to happen? Where is the next level for D'Amico? Because right now, D'Amico's clearly a winner, right? He is a guy that can turn a culture immediately. He is a winner. His players play for him. They respect him. That's all there. But right now, Clint, he's in the Todd Bowles, Rex Ryan, you know, the defensive coach that wins, gets to the playoffs, right, has the wild card level win or wins the division. But right now having a hard time to punch through to get to the, you know, Mike Tomlin, Pete Carroll. I'll leave Belichick as a defensive coach out of it. That's a different thing. But those guys who broke through and got to Super Bowls and won Super Bowls. He's at the Lovie Smith kind of role where you get to and bam, it seems like they don't get to the level of winning. What has to happen for him to take that next step to get to the level he's trying to get?
Well, I think two things have to happen, and one of them already has. He found C.J. Stroud, right? That's one. I think number two, he's got to hit on the offense. These are probably out of order, to be completely honest with you. But I only put CJ first because he already hit on it. He's got to hit on an offensive play caller. He's got to figure out what he wants his offensive identity to be and how to find that guy. Like right now, I don't think D'Amico Ryans, I don't think he knows exactly what he wants to look like offensively, based on who he's hired and what the staff looks like. I think it's still a shot in the dark. You know, the best available. In this case, I think it's the best approach available, more so than the best offensive coordinator, play caller available.
I wonder, does he know how much control he wants? Like how much he wants to be like what? As you said, like what he wants his offense to look like. I wonder how much he has the control of wanting that, or is he still just here, man? I believe in you, Nick Cayley, like he did with Bobby Slowick, and man, yeah. You execute what you do.
Well, it's you know, I think he knows he knows he's been around Shanahan, obviously, with some great offenses, and that's why I think he went the route that he went initially with the San Francisco look or approach. Yeah. And now that didn't work, and now he's going a different approach. And so I just think if we're talking about D'Amico Ryans being, you know, getting beyond being, hey, this is a really good head coach, that his strong suit and his identity being a defensive play caller, they are elite, right? That is good enough to get you 8, 9, 10 wins. That's good enough to keep you in the playoffs. But I just believe that he's going to have to hit offensively. Like I said earlier, I know people get frustrated about it because they're defensive about it. But I'm just keeping it 100. Just real talk, like D'Amico Ryans, I don't care who he hires as his offensive coordinator, right? Ideally, you want to hire one, you want to hit on it, and you want that guy to never leave until he takes a head job, and then you want to have the next one groomed and ready to go. He's not there, obviously. But when it's all said and done, what D'Amico Ryans can't continue to do as it pertains to his offense is communication can't be a problem. I don't care what your scheme is. I don't care what your system is. D'Amico Ryans has to make sure that the communication from his quarterback to his O-line, like that is cleaned up, right? D'Amico Ryans should have never, at the NFL level, D'Amico Ryans should have never let C.J. Stroud not having control of the line of scrimmage be a problem. And it clearly was a problem, right? Now, that's Bobby's fault. Cool, whatever. D'Amico has to make sure that never happens again, right? When you talk about the communication with the offensive line and the quarterback, that channel, like whatever, that cannot ever happen again, right? Having a guy that's got a C on his chest that you're willing to get him smooth up out of town because you want to change the mentality of your offensive line room. D'Amico Ryans cannot let that happen again.
Yeah, I think we agree. I think the thought for me is he doesn't have to be overbearing and try to run the thing, but he does have to be more involved in what's happening on the offense.
I'll put it to you this way, Ron. And look, he inherited it, so you got to do the best you can with what you got, right? But if Laramie Tunsil was on D'Amico Ryans' defensive line, he wouldn't have lasted a half a season.
Yeah, I mean, we watched him sit folks down. We watched him sit Des King down. We watched
right,
him sit
right, right. And so that's
down.
Yeah. That same mentality has to be applied.
Something happened with Christian Harris. Like like we set him down.
That same mentality has to be applied to the offensive side of the football, regardless of who the offensive play caller is. Right, you know what I mean? Like it's like that's D'Amico. That's not the next hire because that's going to be a problem every time, whether the guy gets fired or he's hired off to somewhere else. It's going to be happening again. What, like, D'Amico's got to set that standard. He's got it set on the defensive side of the football. I think he's got it set as a team.
As a team,
yeah. It's when you boil it down to an offensive identity, an offensive standard. I think they struggled.
It almost seems like he may have just been standoffish from it, not at all involved, but just, hey man, do your thing. And it feels like to me now he, again, doesn't have to come over and try to run it, but he has to be more involved to specifically have the look that he wants to have. I think that's probably it.
Are you going to be a physical team?
Yep.
Are you going to be a disciplined team? Not your defense. Are you going to be a swarm mentality team? Not just your defense, as a whole. And now he's clean. It seems like he's cleaned the slate, and he can. You know, hold everybody
involved.
To that count. Yeah,
and got more involved. All right, coming up, the one thing about the stuff that is going around with C.J. Stroud that is bugging Clint Sterner, the one thing that's really bugging him. We'll discuss that coming up next. But
on my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.